Pipe Network presents it.
This is Mike and Ham from Please Pause. Meron kaming munting podcast where we talk about all things TV and film. And despite that, surprisingly, we are still married.
Control freak ka kasi sa podcast na to.
30 seconds lang po ang meron tayo. Pakibilisan.
From blockbusters to classics, superheroes to love teams, hit series to teleseries, join us as we have meaningful and meaningless conversations on the stuff we watched. Someday, mababago ka rin ang tagline na yan.
Check out Please Pause on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and other major podcast platforms.
See you there!
Listening to the Rule 20 podcast.
Sige. Medyo. Iba talaga pag si KB nagsasabi, napapahinto talaga.
Oo, lalim eh.
Papa-rebound.
May inertia eh.
Iba pa.
Pero that's nice. Billy, last topic for the last one.
Actually, marami din to eh. Pero since it's baka we're running out of time. Yep. Let's just put one. No? So, uncommon red flags for you guys. May mga, ang mga common red flags, ito, for us to find out what's uncommon, let's set out first what is common, right? So, of course, common is extreme political view or extreme tribalism towards a political ideology. Like
extremism. Actually, extremism in any form.
Extremism in any form, right?
Yun na lang.
So, yung outright na ganyan, outright TDS, outright na ganyan. Okay, so that's one. And also, anger issues, red flag, right? Of course, if cheating, if mahilig mag-cheat, red flag, right? So, those are the common ones, the basic ones that you see. Pero ano yung mga uncommon ones? Yung mga hindi, not on social media, not much talked about with people.
Okay.
Na hindi ko alam kung na-experience nyo, it depends kung na-experience nyo man or na-observe nyo lang with other people or kaya nabasa nyo sa isang story whatsoever na nakita mo, ah, this is a red flag nga for me, like if ever this happened to me.
Uh-huh.
Or pwede rin naman nangyari din sa inyo. So I guess I'll start with that. Ang dami kong nilista pero I'll just talk about one. Insecure of the partner's successes.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Like, kunyari, I have a partner, ganyan. And then, mas naging successful siya in terms of monetary and personal development and everything. So, ngayon, insecure ako. So, I'll try to downplay this person now. Parang, eh, di ako, madali lang naman yan or something. You know what I mean? So, na-insecure ako kasi dapat hindi siya yung ganun. Dapat ako yung ganun. Or dapat balance lang kami. Kaya nga, tricky yung ano eh, yung talks ng finances when it comes to like a husband and a wife. Or kaya, eh, kasi if pag husband and wife, talagang you're already married eh. So ngayon, if the wife makes more than the husband or the other way around, parang mas magiging tricky for the other person, especially kapag yung husband yung lower income or yung lesser income. Diba? How does that make you feel? Do you lose your sense of masculinity? Do you lose yourself of masochism or something like that? Diba? So it's really not a good thing for me. It's a red flag. Dapat we should celebrate like successes. Kasi, you know, the person doesn't function for you, right? The partner doesn't function and they don't work for you. They work for themselves. And then you come into the picture. And then you are the partner. Diba? So may mga ibang stories kasi na pag, nakuha sa ibang bansa, you know, na okay, pumasa sa ibang school in Europe and in France, ayaw nila paalisin yeah. Kasi insecure of the success that this other person will eventually have when they go to another place. And then there's also the fear that if you're successful and then I'm less successful, then your standards will differ now. Iba na yung standards mo. So, baka hindi mo na ako piliin. Baka maganap ka na iba. So I want to keep you in the same standard as myself or lower so that I have control. Kasi kung wala na sa akin yung control, then that puts me at a vulnerable spot. Mm-hmm. Diba? Mm-hmm. So yung that type of insecurity na sa successes ng partners. With everything to. Progress naman can be with anything. It can be financial, it can be career, it can be psychological, it can be mental, it can be anything, pero yun, insecurity in general. So marami akong nakalista, pero I just need you guys to talk about one, kasi mahirap ilabas yung uncommon red flags. We can talk about it at another time, pero for now I just need one and an explanation, a brief explanation.
Really ganda. Before we do that, may gusto akong tanong kay KB, kasi ano yung study ni KB to eh. Gender roles, KB. Yung sinabi ni Billy kanina. Di ba kasi it touches gender roles eh. Once na yung guy has lesser income dun sa babae. What's your viewpoint on that one? This is your stuff eh.
It's kasi babalikan natin yung history. We cannot get out of history if we're going to topic gender roles. Kasi unang-una, naging problematic on society natin when men can went into power. Ito, yung gamit ko ng men dito is talagang specifically lalaki as gender.
Biologically men, yeah.
Yeah, biologically men. So, lahat ng inequality specifically was constructed by men, to be honest. That's the reality. Why? Sino ba ang usually namumuno? And whenever there is namumuno, doon yung idea ng totalitarianism who creates the base and superstructure according kay Marx. So base and superstructure, ito yung sino nagde-dictate ano yung art, ano yung dapat na binabasa ng tao, ano dapat yung roles ng tao, and paano siya nagmo-move sa society. So doon pumapasok yun. With regards to ngayon na lang kasi yung naging alam mo yung idea nila ng gender roles, dati pa yan, pero ngayon na lang siya nagkaroon ng course of topic. Kasi nga, nagkaroon na ng women movement na empowerment, na nagkaroon na sila ng rights to parang suffrage and whatsoever.
Nag-stabilize na yung genders, no? In terms of opportunity.
So, dahil nagsastabilize na yung line, doon na pumapasok yung idea na, I will tell it even here in this podcast na, if we're looking in the idea of feminism na maging equal lahat, actually feminism nowadays goes beyond just equality. It starts to be a power play along with patriarchal society. So yung idea ng feminism na dating equality, hindi, ang nangyayari na sa kanya, it's a dominance play of the pababaihan. Yun na yung nangyayari sa kanya. So ngayon, ano ang kailangan mangyari diyan sa gender roles na yan? Kailangan may isa pang ideology na talagang for equality. And we cannot say that it's queer perspective, because even in the LGBT community, there's no such thing as equality, kasi may internalized homophobia ang mga tao. Like, they have prospect na FM, ayaw nila sa FM, gusto nila yung ganito. So preferences creates barriers. Sa gender roles, balik tayo dun sa ideya ng lalaki at babae. Na kapag kayo babae, bakit ba ang gusto natin? Ako magtatrabaho, ikaw sa bahay ka lang. We're actually just making the cycle repeat itself. And we all know na ang mga kababaihan ngayon, they have their own hindi sila, alam mo yun, we're not on the backtrack of history na pinag-aral ang babae para yung etiquette ng paano umupo. It's not about socializing anymore. It's about being part of the political social system. So it's something that we should break. Pero alam mo yun, hindi mo kasi matatanggalin. It's a form of union contract between you and your partner. Kasi despite of us being equal, pero yung isa gusto niya na ikaw na lang yung magtrabaho, ako yung sa bahay, minsan may ganong agreement, and we cannot parang refuse that type of agreement. Kasi if you're from the term itself, agreement. So you yourself inside the private domain, you're creating a social sphere na politically may power play na sige, ako ang magtatrabaho basta ito trabaho mo. And once you have that agreement, hindi ka pwedeng umalis doon, kasi alam mo na there will be a conflict, diba, between the interests of both gender. So it's, gender role is something na dapat equal tayong tumingin, Pero it's also something that we cannot really get out of the construct. Kasi we ourselves, with our partner, creates a construct Even sa LGBT, batiting sa babae. Kahit sabihin natin na masamang itanong yung sino yung babae, sino yung mas lalaki, and whatsoever. Still, may aspeto na sinusubukan ninyong bigyan ng kung sino yung gagawa nito at sino yung gaganyan. So, when there is an agreement, you're just creating another gender role and system of your own in a private domain. Ayun.
AP question. What's the academic or proper term for a tomboy?
We really can't say. Kasi inside the LGBTQIA++ community, you can't say someone is tomboy. Because there are different types of sabihin natin lesbian. There's lipstick lesbian, there's butch. Yun yung tawag na tomboy idea nila. Because
butch lesbian.
Yeah, butch lesbian. So it still depends. For other people, iba ang sasabihin nila dun sa perspective. But in the academic setting, we don't really wish to state na tomboy ka. No, we state lesbian ka, pagbabae. Why? Kasi it's their rights na sila ang magbigay ng ng sogi na tinatawag yung sexual orientation, identity,
gender
and such.
Identity,
we don't have the rights to do so. Kaya when other people tend to say na, bakla ka. And do you know na, pasok ko lang ha, ang idea ng bakla at bakla at saka gay ay ginagamit ng ibang-ibang social statuses. Kapag nasa middle below ka, bakla ang tawag and yun yung acceptable para sa'yo. Pag nasa middle higher ka, you rather be called as gay. So, even with the idea of transgender and trans and being gay, meron siyang level and mas nakikita natin na yung mga taong nagiging they so-called elitists inside the LGBTQIA, they rather be called as transgenders rather than gay. So, there's still lot of thing to talk about language and how the social structure tend to move into play dun sa sistema na yun.
Well, that's super complex.
Yeah.
It's super complex. You said the language itself is super complex.
Complex.
And the language differs in each section, in each economic class,
yeah,
in each geographical place. So now, how can we, as one nation, like let's say, or one community, come up to a conclusion or a consensus, okay, this is the language that we're going to use. But we can't say that because the SOGI differs for every person. And we can only see the trends. Okay, the SOGI mo, SOGI ko, kind of similar, pwede natin siya i-categorize into this one. Pero we cannot be too sure. You know? And I think that's why a lot of people try to categorize genders into particular boxes. Because it's easier that way. I don't want to be confused all the goddamn time. Mm-hmm. I don't want to misgender naman. Just a random thought, and I think a lot of people are homophobic because they don't understand. Yeah. It's too complex. They don't understand. It involves being not sure, being unsure about another person, and we want to be sure about another person, like Pat. Like I want
the
to be sure about what Pat.
The ambiguity with it plays into the into the concept. Like for example, siguro. Yung sinabi ni Jordan Peterson na ayoko na he does not want to be enforced
language
yung enforcing yung language kasi like for example a femme guy na totally mo ang babae kung yun yung tingin ni Jordan Peterson doon he would call that transgender as a she kasi yun yung perception niya pero what if hindi pala siya she. Like, for example, pagdating sa pronoun is, they are creating more pronouns now, right? There are pronouns for people who classify themselves as devils, for people who classify themselves as vampires, as bugs, diba? So where does the line stops? Diba? Should I keep on asking you what's your pronoun? And should I adjust it to you and to other people?
I think, To give the whole...
Sorry, KP. Ito maganda pag nandito si KP, di ba? Medyo medyo formal yung mga discussion natin kasi may proper academy. So
thanks, KP.
Thanks, KP, for being here.
Kasi sa akin na one thing to really I like the ano the I liked how it was ano parang brought up na because of the confusion whatsoever. In total honesty, during the time of Plato, it was actually stated in the ano in the Republic and ano the Symposium to be specific that they really don't have actually a language for gay and such. What they know is that there is what we call a metaphorical symbol of the son of ano the son of the sun, so anak ng ano araw, the daughters of the earth and the daughters and sons of the moon, something like that. Tama ba ano ko? Ay hindi, the interchange si earth and ano, so pinapakita dun na there are those people that will love the same sex and there will be those that are hetero. So ibig sabihin ang konsepto nila ng gendered before is not specifically labeled and there's no idea of labeling. It's just that they know that they coexist in a ecosystem. But now, because of political power and constructs, everything became ano, became complicated and complex kagaya ng binanggit natin because we wish to, alam mo yo, we wish to label things specifically and that idea of spectrum really creates another ano eh, paradox irony na it makes more things complicated. Kasi iba yung pananamit mo, iba yung mental state mo, iba yung heart mo, iba yung maraming siyang aspeto. And
maybe,
the more
sorry, just to track back lang kung tama yung understanding ko. You said na during the time ni Plato, they were classifying it dun sa relationship ng dalawa, right?
Yeah.
It's either hetero or with the same sex. So parang actually, dalawa lang yung relationship. So they are classifying on the relationship. Pero yeah, right now, they are classifying it on the individual level. Not
yes.
Relationship.
So, parang ganito siya. Even, kasi nasa translation na lang yan ng tao eh, na may hetero and homo. Parang binigyan na lang nila ng term ngayon. Mm-hmm. But in reality before, they don't have the terms hetero and homo. So, there's no normity kung sino ang gusto mo. As much as, ganito lang yan eh. Nabubuhay ka bilang tao, biologically, ang trabaho mo bilang lalaki at babae is to promulgate. Pero hindi ibig sabihin nun na it is a hindrance of who you love. It's your own take whether you wish to reproduce, to replicate whatsoever. So, they have that respect. And if you, a lot of guys love 300 na pelikula, right?
Yeah.
But, okay, do you know guys na during those times, whenever yep. they have a fight, sa gabi, they need to have sex with each other. All those, yep. ano, all those aspects. So, a lot of people parang sabi nila, which film do you guys love? 300. And maybe like, did you know na Romans and Greeks have this practice na before they go to fight, they need to have ano, homosexual sex.
May child sex nga dun eh.
Involved. Yeah, so
that's why they train them to be Spartans.
Yes, and that's the idea of chivalry. Yun yung part ng chivalry nila before. Na parang, ano, parang this is the baptism of fire. You need to know how to do this the proper way. Parang ganun yung idea. So, but they don't have a term LGBTQIA before. It's just the construct of the, you know, when religion came in and mm-hmm. It's the choice of who leads. Kasi remember, kung sino ang nagsusulat ng history is the one who won the history at that time. Yun.
Thanks, KP, for that one. And gusto ko yung tangent natin. No? Nakada isang question. Kung saan tumatay. Iba-iba rin din yung tangent.
Common red flags too.
Taya lang, sige. To wrangle. Ako naman siguro sasagot Billy dun sa tanong mo.
Sige, man.
One of the things na, no, na uncommon red flags sa akin would be, ito, personal ko lang to. If ako yung first boyfriend ng girl.
Ooh. Interesting. Huh?
Interesting.
Interesting.
I'm not sure if you guys would agree, pero since I'm on that age na, we are on that age na, if hanggang ngayon ako pa rin yung first boyfriend niya, feeling ko red flag yan kasi the girl has no history, diba? The girl has no learnings pa. The girl was not, ano ba, paano ba, hindi pa siya ganun nasaktan to learn enough about, not just about the relationship, but about herself. So, ang iniisip ko doon, would I be the willing training wheel? Yeah? With regards to relationship. Parang ganun. Kasi
parang
basically,
ikaw yung sasalo.
Ako yung sasalo, di ba? Since hindi pa nga siya, hindi pa niya natutunan lahat. Like, yung love language, for sure, hindi pa niya natutunan yun. Yung, compromise. the compromise with the relationship, those kind of thing. So
yun yung sa mga eh, no? Ko yung nagsaing. Okay.
Tapos hihintayin mo na lang may ibang kumain.
And it, eto nga bro, mas masama, 'di ba? Bigas pa lang, hindi pa
ni. Bigas oh, butan.
Hindi pa siya naaani.
Ang ina, bigas pa lang.
Hindi mo pa masaing.
Alay pa lang.
Ipapalish mo pa 'yan.
So yun yung sa akin. Kayo ba?
Okay. I think medyo 180 nung statement ni Patrick. Although hindi naman siya directly kabaliktaran. It's more of pag may history sila, and then you start to ask how was the previous relationship like, and not in an interrogation way, not in an interrogative way, parang curious ka lang, you know. And then they start to describe lahat ng exes nila as crazy. Lahat mali, lahat ink, lahat
okay. Walang sense of humility, no?
I think never siya nagkamali sa kwento.
Never siya nagkamali. She was never in all the relationships. Oo. Oh, in all the relationships, laging siya yung normal, laging yung ex yung crazy. That's a big red flag for me. Kasi, what would you say if we fail? Ano na ako bigla sa paningin mo?
Pag crazy ka na sa rin. Iba?
Crazy na rin ako. And then, what made me crazy? Ano yung mga i-exaggerate mo? Ano yung sinasabi mo ng totoo? Paano mo ina-angle yung words mo?
Well, people really like to believe in their own fantasies. No?
Yeah.
And that's the way life is. That's freedom of speech.
And that's
siguro yung humility aspect, yung humility factor for you, Gifter, no? Yung humility of admitting mistakes.
Yeah, that's
relationships.
It.
True.
I really value that. I really value that.
Guys, bawal pala mag-repeat ng sagot, ha?
Kano na ako.
Ilalas ko si KP kasi mga stress na stress.
Grabe din naman.
Nakaka-relate kasi ako dun, eh.
So, you know, when they start to talk about their history, their previous conundrums, parang, why is it, you're always right. Parang, bakit lahat na lang sila nagkamali? Isn't it supposed to be, parang baka pareho kayo nagkamali? Maybe a miscommunication, misunderstanding, wrong kind of expression or execution. Pero hindi. Pag kinukwento mo, ay hindi, mali siya. Ay hindi, ganito yan. Ah, siya.
Yeah, ganyan lang din ang media and politics.
Be honest, diba?
Representation of narrative. Representation of stories, no? Chico, ano bang mga red flags mo?
Dude.
Or what's a major red flag for you? Uncommon red flag.
Bro, to be honest, hindi ko pa naisip yung mga uncommon red flags na yun eh. Pero, pero ba, ano? Papas muna ako muna dyan. Hindi ko pa alam yung ano eh. Wala pa ako naisip na mga red flag, na uncommon red flags na hindi ko pa naririnig sa...
Sige. Para sa'yo, I will say one thing. I will say another uncommon red flag. In Gico's time, somebody who's a pushover or overt or out of place kindness. Alam mo yung sobra sa kindness.
Shadow mabait.
Kasi
naging martyr ba?
Oo, parang
borderline tanga.
At one point you need to stand your ground, eh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kasi other people are gonna push you, they're gonna take advantage of you. Pero sabihin mo lang, hindi, kasi sabi na ganito, nahihirapan siya, whatever. Tinunungan ko na, ano ba naman yan? Come on, man. Like, when does this stop, no? So, going back to Pacquiao, no? Same lang din, eh. Parang, okay, sure, pure yung intentions mo, kind ka. Pero at up to what point, hindi enough yun, eh. Hindi enough yung kindness, eh. Dapat may action that you will put a stand, you know, you will make a decision. That's based on something that you find true and something that will not get you any negative repercussions or will not get your life in trouble. Usually dyan, yung mga umuutang, you know. Oh, papautangin ko na nga ito ng 20,000 kasi kailangan daw niya, tapos pang gagambling lang pala. You know what I mean? Yeah. You know, so easily manipulated. So, those types of people, even if they're kind and all, even if they check all the boxes, tapos may ganun, oh shit, that's a red flag. So, that means I can do whatever I want and I can manipulate you in a sense. And that's not good. Like, it's not good if for the other partners that you're going to have. Kasi, you know, as you may know, people can be cruel. I don't know if you guys know that, pero people can be cruel. No? Si Pat, nasagot ba? Ay, nasagot na ba ni Pat? No? Ikaw, KP, save the best for last.
Okay, kasi ako nakaka-relate ako sa lahat ng sinabi niya. Alam niya yung parang ang common friend, ano, red flags, na dapat sasagutin ko lahat na experience ko sa ex ko eh. Ganun yung nangyari. Parang naging ano.
Grabe yung ex mo, no? Parang sobrang ano, no?
Yeah.
Sobrang tumatak siya sa ano mo, no? Sa kabuhayin mo.
What an interesting guy this ex, ha?
Hindi, kasi
pa-reveal naman.
Joke lang.
Charot lang.
So, ayan, so sa akin kasi siguro related yung sasabihin ko ang common ano red flag, and that's ano parang people kept on seeking validation. Yeah, ito yung pumapasok yung ideya ng pagiging sad boy, yung parang lagi na lang akong mali. Ano, nakikita mo naman yung point ko, 'di ba? Whenever someone asks that, I don't really wish to ano eh, parang minsan you just conform na sasabihin mo, "Oh, actually naiintindihan kita." I will always have a pero eh. Kasi, you know, you cannot really see the spectrum of everything if you're not going to see the two sides of the coin, even the middle side of the coin. So, I've experienced yung aspect na competition yung nangyari sa relationship namin. Kasi, his relatives ano, do like me so much na parang ako lang yung talagang na-embrace nila as someone na talagang gusto. And then, umabot siya sa point na lagi na lang si KP yung tama. Sige, KP na lang kami magtanong. Total, di naman kayo nakikinig sa akin. Something like that. To the point na, yung validation, like, pag kami na magkausap, alam mo, hindi mo kasi ako naiintindihan kasi ganyan-ganyan yung sitwasyon. To the point na, even I myself starts to question na, saan ba ako nagkamali? And ano kaya ang possible? Yeah. Yung gas, yun. Pumapasok na yung idea ng gaslighting dun sa issue kung bakit, ano, that's why nakakaubos yung naging ano, and it's really something na minsan hindi natin alam that we are making their egos big and something na we're making their illusion in a sense na naiunawaan ako nito, so okay lang pala yung perception ko, hindi pala ako mali, it's just that hindi ako naiintindihan ng family ko, ng friends ko, to the point na they're creating a much bigger foundation na hindi sila nagpapatinag. Yung parang ayaw nilang palitan yung perception nila kahit na alam mo nang mali. Ganun yung nangyayari. So, yun.
So, with that, parang ask ko lang, like, quick follow-up, yes or no, short explanation answer. Kapag overtly religious yung person, like, regardless of the religion, regardless of problem, overtly religious, is that a good thing for you?
Sasagot ako dito sa una mong sinabi rin na yung anything extreme. Extreme in any form.
True.
Kasi that means na ano, na super close-minded ka on any of the other side.
So and biases.
Any extreme
in whatsoever, kahit politics, religion, yeah, whatsoever, any extreme. Yeah.
Naka-mute ka, Billy.
You got muted.
Okay, sabihin ko na lang dun yung sa list.
Yeah, go.
Pero
go.
I'm not going to expound. Hidden political extremists. Alam mo yun? You know, people want to keep a good face din kasi. So kunyari, ito, normal na tao. Pero hindi nyo alam, I'm a political extremist. And I don't show it.
So, ISIS pala, no?
Oo, hindi nyo alam yun. So ayun, that's one. Treats money as a center of their life. Yung lahat pera. Parang every... lahat ng mental process niya involves
monetary currency. Ang tawag doon, yung mabilang? Would it classify as that?
Ako, para sa akin...
Since we're talking about money.
Para sa akin, oo. Yung sobrang mabilang sa money. I mean, I understand. Kasi yung may mga sa socio-economic class, of course, kapag mas nasa baba ka, that when you reach CDE whatsoever, magbibilang ka talaga.
Diba?
Magbibilang ka talaga, and that's good. Pero once you show it, because there's a way of hiding it eh. You know, there's a way of saying no. Parang okay, wala akong budget ngayon eh. Okay lang 'yun. That's fine. Sure. Mm-hmm. Right? So, pero yung magbibilang ka talaga ay 384 pesos yung sukli ko. Pare, yung 4 pesos pa 380 lang to eh. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Yung sobrang bilang up to the goddamn centavo, up to the goddamn peso. And yung lahat ng actions nila, actually, yung treats money as their, as the god, parang they're going to step on people just to get, you know, a monetary leverage. It's not good, right? It's not good. Also, parang, ano ba to, yung non-character or neutral character lang. It's also another red flag. Parang, okay lang ako sa lahat.
Ah, reverse okay extremism. Lang
ako. Yung pagiging sheep. You know, yung pagiging sheep, just flowing. Passive. Oh, passive. Just flowing with the goddamn wave. Just flowing with the goddamn wind. You know, so, it's not good. Kasi it relates to the other one. You have to make a stand at one point or another. So, ayun lang naman yung aking mga red flags. And these are serious red flags for those who are listening. These are serious red flags. Try to evaluate your partner now.
And,
talk to them about it. Now, if they're not open about it, that's another red flag.
Dude, matanong ko lang, how did you come to the assumption sa list mo ng uncommon red flags? Para for people rin na ma-evaluate nila properly.
Well, it's an accumulation of personal experiences and observations of other relationships. Because I like to observe other relationships. Because I believe na we get to learn not just through experiences but through others' experiences as well. That's why books are there. That's why movies are there. That's why history is there. You know, because you're doomed to repeat it, right? If you don't study it or if you don't observe it. So if you look at other people, like when we say nag-break sila, ha, bakit sila nag-break? Ah, ganito daw siya. Oh, that's a weird red flag, ah. Political extremist pala to. Hindi pala sila nagkatagpo ng family. Nagkaroon ng conflict whatsoever. Sobrang religious pala ng isa. Tapos may... Ano yung Great Wall of China? If you guys know that in a relationship, right? Bawal lang mga Chinese.
Bawal yung non-Chinese.
Bawal yung non-Chinese. Even though they grew up in the Philippines or something, kahit Pinoy na Pinoy sila, bawal lang Chinese. So, yung ano yung ganon? You get to observe other people's failures as well. You get to observe the fallouts of their relationship. And I think that's the best part about having a lot of friends. Kasi you get to see their fallouts. Sociopath, pero yeah.
And dito yung papasok yung pagiging tayo, anthropologist ni Billy. Na he's a great observer of people.
Ma-observe mo yung mga tao. And, grabe, when... Kasi hindi biro yung mga failures nila and learn sa relationships. Like, I've seen like 10-year relationships come to dust because of a weird... Because of a weird argument. Parang siya, ano siya, tipping point siya eh. Parang yun. Ano siya, surface manifestation of an even deeper problem na hindi nila na-solve even beforehand. Na
non-communicative, iceberg sa ilalim.
Non-communicative pala yung tao. Tapos biglang nag-break, nag-sprack siya. Wow! I don't like this. You don't like that. You did this to me before. Right? So, wala lang. It's just a compilation of experiences and observations. Which I think are credible naman kasi it happened in other people. So if it happened in other people, it can happen to you and to other people as well.
Alright. So this mga nakikinig, ano? Happy Valentine's.
Oh my God, bro.
Oh, man. 14 ngayon, diba? Again, 14
I actually forgot 14 nga pala. 14
ngayon. Lifetime. Hindi tayo nagre-record yun, diba?
But for those of Feb 14 lovers, you know, keep China loving naman.
Yeah.
Love responsibly.
Love responsibly.
Drink responsibly, love responsibly.
Landi responsibly din, di ba?
So, China Feb 14.
Tama.
Okay, dun sa mga guests natin, thank you for being on the show. So if there's anything that you want to plug, as always, please use this time. Start tayo, Gio, bro.
If you want to play football, just follow at Wolves Football Philippines sa Instagram and at Wolves Football Philippines at facebook.com/ph.
Great. KB.
Okay, plug ko lang yung yung startup na streaming page ko. So it's nice. Called Cypherionist. So it's
what do you play? Sorry.
Currently Switch. I stopped with Genshin though. So I wish to parang that avenue of stream is not just for me to blog my game. It's more of to teach people what's the structure and how to deconstruct the idea of game. Because game as literature is really, ano eh, parang a depiction of reality itself. So minsan, hindi natin napapansin how little nightmares tend to show these inequalities and such. So maraming aspect of games, and the games that I play mostly are depicted from political stances, you know, whatsoever. So yun yung mga, ano, so I teach while I play. Yan dun siya.
Interesting. Yeah. A little nightmare.
Yeah. Isa from Equip Podcast, alam mo na next guest mo, di ba? So, shout out kay Isa ng Equip Podcast. Alright, Gifter.
Alright, well, we're still selling shoes. Follow us on Instagram, second.soul. So, we sell a lot of other things as well. Pero mainly right now, we're focusing on shoes. So, go ahead, give that page a like and look around. Maybe you might want to see, or rather, you might want to buy something that you see. So that's it for me, actually.
No? Thanks, man. Billy.
Same lang kay Gifter. Per partner. Per partners anyway. Second that soul. But in terms of other content for me, just find out. Yeah. Maybe in the next podcast.
Yeah. May pasabot si Billy next time. All right. Dito sa mga nakikinig, this is out ng Feb 14 kasi again we're shooting live, diba? Heads up lang pala, we will be probably be creating another shirt merch line specifically for the Sad Boys, diba? So ayan, abangan nyo kasi may mga nagtatanong na on yung next merch na yun. So we are riding this segment all throughout. That's all for now. Thank you, boys. Bye for now.